Well, good Monday morning to you. Thank you for joining us today on Tetelestai. We're continuing to talk about, are you ready for the final battle? The battle described in Revelation 20, beginning in verse 7, where Satan is loosed, gathers his forces together to make war against the people of God. And we've been looking at evidence and scriptural, sign pointers, as it were, to indicate whether or not this loosing of Satan has already taken place, and the assault has been gathering speed over the last century, as it were, because we're not told how long the time is between his loosing and that really big final push, that final assault. We're not told. We don't know. And we've looked at the fact that it seems to indicate that something, whether or not that has happened or not, something in the spiritual realm has definitely shifted since the late 1800s, coming into the 20th century and in the 21st century. And we've looked at a number of different types of evidence that prove that and definitely, clearly paint a very definitive picture that something has shifted. And we looked, as we talked about Thursday and Friday, the counsel of Jesus as to how we're to respond during that time as believers. And today I want to talk about what counsel does Paul give, as well as Peter. We'll talk about that. We may get to it today or not, I'm not sure. But what kind of counsel are we to take from the Apostle Paul concerning the last days? Well, we know that Jesus himself told us, warned us, we're not to be deceived or led astray. He said we need to be getting prepared for persecution. We need to be aware of what's happening around us. We need to be alert, both physically and, most importantly, spiritually. There are some things that we definitely need to stop and to not allow ourselves to get distracted by. And then one thing that I didn't mention, but I am going to mention it today, along with the counsel of Paul, Jesus did tell us that we are not to be discouraged and we are not to be afraid. We're not a people of fear. We are a people of faith. Love, perfect love, according to 1 John chapter 4, 17 and 18, love kicks out fear. Love kicks fear out the door, because fear brings torment. When you're plagued by fear, you are emotionally tormented, psychologically tormented, spiritually tormented, and even at times physically tormented. Our emotions can have and wreak havoc upon our physical bodies. We, on the other hand, as believers, are not to be full of fear, but full of faith. Jesus even said in Luke 21, 28, when you see these things begin to happen, stand up straight, lift up your heads, because your salvation is near. Your redemption is near. It's imperative to stand strong, not allow yourself to be discouraged, because there's going to be a lot of things that will be happening around us, as we have seen, that are frightening, scary, shake you, and they're going to shake us all to the core of our being at what we are seeing coming upon the earth, if we happen to be the generation that sees these things come to pass. We're going to be shocked, and it would be very easy to let fear grip our hearts. It would be very easy to get discouraged. Discouraged is the removal of courage. And so Jesus admonishes us, take courage, be strong, stand up straight. The idea there is that you're weighed down, you're looking down at the ground, and you're weighed down by the fear, or you're weighed down by the cares, the anxieties, the problems, the difficulties that you're seeing happening around you. And these things are plaguing you. And Jesus is saying, stand up. And then lift your head up. Look toward the heavens. Look toward him. Because salvation is coming. His return is about to burst onto the scene. And it's going to be glorious. It is going to be majestic. It is going to be powerful. It's going to be deliverance and salvation for us. So we don't need to be discouraged. And we don't need to be afraid. Because, you know, even like today. Today is Monday. It is the 8th day of April. And today's the solar eclipse. And of course, you know, people have been prognosticating about this eclipse for months. There has been a lot of fear-mongering, truthfully, going on in the church. And a lot of wild, outlandish things that have been declared. And some of the things that I've responses I've seen from people that are supposed believers, the anxiety and the fear that's gripping them is certainly not becoming of a follower of the Messiah. You know, it's like we're running around like Chicken Little with our heads cut off and looking up, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. That's not to be the response of a child of God to hardships and difficulties. We're to be bold. We're to be confident. We are to be courageous. We are to be strong in Him and in the strength of His might. We are overcomers. We are not overcome. We are overcomers through Him. And He has defeated every foe. He sits enthroned above the heavens. Above the heavens and the heavens themselves, He sits enthroned, and He rules over all. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords, and all things are in His authority, and all things are in His power, and He is the one who is governing all things that happen in history. Because of that, history is in His hand, and we're in His hand, and so we don't need to be afraid, nor do we need to be discouraged. You know, in any time in life when we face difficulties and hardships, it's easy to get afraid and discouraged, especially when we don't see a way around them. We don't see a way out of them. We wonder how we're going to get through. And God's way is always through most of the time. Through the valley of the shadow of death. Through the sea. You know, it's not around. It's not avoidance. It's facing something and it's going through it and coming out the other side. And every time you come out the other side of anything with God, you are far better off than when you went in, and hopefully far more like Christ in your character and conduct through the work that God does, and you've grown in your intimacy with Him, you've grown in your experiential relationship with Him because of Him seeing you and I through things. So He tells us, you know, again, remembering the counsel of Jesus, you know, Jesus tells us that we're not to be discouraged or afraid, not to allow ourselves to be overcome by things like carousing, strong drink, the worries of life, not to be overcome. We need to stop these things. We don't need to seek to escape. We need to be praying, obviously praying, staying alert, staying aware, and all of those things, all of those things. We are to be ready. Well, thanks for joining us today. Lord willing, we will see you again tomorrow. That is, if the world hasn't come to an end because of the eclipse. And if something happens, something happens. Hey, you know, it does. Now, either way, we're not to be discouraged or afraid. May the grace and peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be yours in fullest measure.